The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will spend $185 billion on gifts this holiday season. Along with his fellow Americans, Dr. America generally likes to think that he is following his own personal preferences in selecting gifts. But in his brilliant article, The American Way of Celebrating Christmas, sociologist Theodore Kaplow suggests that we tend to follow social rules in Christmas gift giving, rules with lots of complicated corollaries. For example, the law of relativity, gift-giving relativity, that is, says that gifts are not given randomly, but to express and reinforce social relationships. We give gifts to people we relate to. Sometimes these people are relatives. Sometimes they're people we work with. Occasionally, families or offices draw names to channel gift-giving, but such a lottery is itself an expression of the social bond. What Kaplow calls scaling rules demand that gifts be scaled to the emotional significance of the relationship. During this holy season, we routinely convert feelings and sentiments into commodities. The gift is both a way of pleasing the recipient and a way of reinforcing social status hierarchies. The size of your gift has less to do, in fact, with your actual affection for people than it does with social expectations of affection in these relationships. Spouses come first, and then children. Dr. America's parents are less important than his own immediate family, but more important than his siblings. You can't give a bigger gift to your secretary than to your husband. You can't favor one child over the others. You can't give to one set of in-laws but not the other. The crack research team of the American Studies Museum has discovered that most disputes over what gift to bestow can be traced to differing estimations of the value of relationships. Suitability rules determine who may give what to whom. You can't give underwear to business associates. You can't give alcohol to minors or to alcoholics. You can't give pink to men. Adults may give money to children, but not vice versa. Men can't give diamonds or intimate apparel to every woman they know. Women can't give flowers to men. You shouldn't give clothing that doesn't fit, and you especially shouldn't give women clothing that's too large. You can't give things that are too practical or utilitarian. Dr. America once gave Mrs. America 5 cubic yards of black dirt. That did not exactly pass the suitability rules. The reciprocity rule says basically that unless you are a child, if someone gives you a gift, you have to return the favor. Conversely, if you give a gift, you can expect to get one, thus providing a potential ulterior motive for generosity. This may be, in fact, why Americans wish each other many happy returns. There is one complicated clause in the reciprocity rule, and that's the Santa Clause. Adults are permitted to spoil their children with too many gifts, especially if the gifts come from Santa, the season's symbol of generosity and indulgence. Santa Claus decontaminates the commercialism of the season and lets us feel good about wrapping a spiritual holiday in materialism. When all goes well, the exchange of Christmas gifts both symbolizes and strengthens our social relationships. But sometimes we break these arbitrary rules, and sometimes even the best of intentions lead to disaster. When gifts don't match the recipient's status or size or taste, or when the gift violates their perception of a relationship, there can be acute social embarrassment. Fortunately, in America, people feel free to return inappropriate gifts in the time allotted for this ritual of return, starting the day after Christmas. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, looking the gift horse right in the mouth.